Greetings and welcome to Fountain of Life's Daily Inspirations. This is Philip Hodson, and today we're going to open up to the book of 1 Corinthians. We're going to do a brief study here over the next few days of chapter 13, but in order to do that, I think it would be very good to overview chapter 12, as in the original writing, Paul certainly didn't put chapter breaks in there, and it would be very hard to jump into chapter 13 without seeing where chapter 12 came from. So anyway, I guess in a summary, chapter 12 would speak of all the different spiritual gifts that God gives by His Holy Spirit to His people, gifts of healing, gifts of prophecy, so many different gifts that are all mentioned in that place. We're not going to go through those at this point, but gifts that to each one are given as God wills. And it just speaks of that within the church. It says that God gives apostles and prophets and teachers and miracles and healings, administrations and varieties of tongues. And he asks those questions, are all apostles, are all prophets, are all teachers, are all workers of miracles? Do all have gifts of healing? Do all speak with tongues? Do all interpret? And then verse 31 says, but earnestly desire the best gifts. And yet I show you a more excellent way. And so now we have something that's very important in each one of our lives is the understanding of spiritual gifts and how those operate and how they're to operate in the body. And he says some will be prophets, that would be preachers. You know, they're gifted at the ability to proclaim the Word of God, to expound the Word of God. And, you know, you've got others with gifts of healings and miracles and these things that that God is particularly endowed to be able to show forth His glory and His majesty. And yet he says not everyone has every one of these gifts. You know, some are apostles, some are prophets, some are teachers. But he says, I'm going to show you a more excellent way. And so anyway, we're going to begin there in the book of 1 Corinthians 13. And he starts in this book. He says, though I speak with the tongues of men and angels, but have not love, I have become a sounding brass or a clanging cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, but have not love, it profits nothing. You know, we read these verses, and these verses are spoken in Christian and non-Christian settings. I remember back when I became a believer, I remember, I think it was Princess Diana there in England had died in a car accident, and I remember seeing a little news clip of the Prime Minister of England at that time reading these verses. You know, from what I know of that, I don't know that there was a lot of Christ-centeredness about the life lived there, and nor about the president at that time and the whole situation for that matter. And yet these verses, I remember very profoundly seeing the clip of this man very emotionally reading these verses. I'd like to say as we realize that these verses began there in chapter 12, and they're speaking of the body of Christ, and they're speaking of the gifts in the body of Christ, and they're speaking of the working of God in the midst of His people, I think that setting is not the best for them, though a definition of true love that can be found here is very important for us all to grasp. But I want us to get out of these verses what God has intended. And so let's begin considering that God is showing us a more excellent way, you know, the need for spiritual gifts, but this does not bypass that need, but this does supersede it. It says that if that need is not based on this, if that gift is not based here, that really we'll see, it profits nothing, it is nothing. And I think it's very important for us to understand, why did God send His Son from heaven to earth? It says God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish, but should have everlasting life. Love is what sent the Son of God from heaven down to earth. And why did He come here? He came to seek and save that which was lost. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptance. Jesus Christ came into this world to save sinners. And Paul could say, of whom I'm chief. And Paul's the one that wrote these, the motivation of the heart of God in sending his son down to this earth to suffer, sending his son down to this earth to be ridiculed, to be cast out, to be hated, to be attempted, to be stoned and thrown off a mountain, to be put on a cross and to die, was love. And so he says, in all the giftings of God that God pours out on his body, if the motivation of using those gifts is not love, he says, though I speak with the tongues of men and angels, though I can speak in all the languages of men and even speak in the heavenly languages, but I have not love, I become as a sounding brass or a clanging cymbal. And you know, we know what these things sound like. You picture the gong over there in Asia, and that loud and dreary sound that clangs out of it. And you know what brass sounds like when it rings. You know, you have the old school bells, the old train bells, and that it's not a very warm sound. You know, they'll get your attention. It'll startle you, but it's certainly not a very warm and welcoming sound. And he says that if I speak in all the tongues of men and angels, but the heart and the motivation of it's not love, he says, I've become a very loud and obnoxious sound that will get your attention, but oh, it is not endearing. It doesn't draw near. And in the next verse, he says, and though I'm able to preach, though I have the gift of prophecy, and I understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains, saying, though I can preach amazing sermons, though I can expound on the deep things of the Word of God and eschatology and the end times and all these other things that I may know, the mysteries that other people weren't able to tap into and find, he said, if the heart and the motivation behind it isn't the same that brought God's Son from heaven to earth, he says, even if I have faith and I can remove mountains, but love is not the motivation, I am nothing. And then the last part here, he says, and though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, I give everything that I have to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and let's say I die a martyr's death and have not love, it profits me nothing. The motivation of our heart and our life is to be the love of God. The love of God that yearns for us, the love of God that came to seek and save, the love of God that loves and longs for his bride. The love of God is that which should compel our hearts in use of whatever gifts we may have or talents. And yet he says, if that's not there, I am nothing, it profits nothing, and that I'm nothing but an obnoxiously loud and attention-getting cymbal or brass. So in the next days, we're going to study and look into these different attributes of love, and we're going to do a little test on ourselves and say, God, is this the reality of my heart in my life? So may the Lord bless you this day, and look forward to sharing more in the coming days. God bless you.